Next up tonight, we have Princess Clary.
There was a time when I was sure that you and I were truly one, that our future was forever and would never come undone. And we came so close to being close, and though you cared for me, there's distance in your eyes tonight, so we're not meant to be. When love is gone, when love is gone, the sweetest dream that we have ever known. When love is gone, when love is gone, I wish you well, but I must leave you now alone. It was almost love, it was almost always. It was like a fairy tale, we'd live out you and I. And yes, some dreams come true, and yes, some dreams fall through. And yes, the time has come for us to say goodbye.
Princess Clary, another song I'm not familiar with. But then again, you did say in your email you went with Obscure, so good job on that. At least it's not another Reflections, and MB's gonna push you into your own reflection if you sing that. Anyway, getting back to your song, first thing I noticed before your song actually started was the background noise, which was a little loud. But I think since it was pretty constant, I think if you use noise removal, it would have helped a lot. And I'm sure with music, it'll probably sound much better, and it won't be distracting. But getting back to your singing, I thought this was a good choice for your voice. I've heard you before, so you had great control. Your pitch was good. You had a nice vibrato control, and I liked your upper range a lot towards the middle of the song. I don't really have anything negative to say. I really like this, Princess Clary. Good job. And done.
Jeffers, I can't believe you don't know this. This is from Muppet Christmas Carol, like the most greatest Disney Christmas movie ever. I love this movie, and I love that someone did this song, because I will admit at first I was like, okay, his quality. Wait, is this? Oh my god! And I love you, Princess Clary, for doing this. See, I love when people do obscure songs that are obscure win songs.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the time that like Rochelle Euler did like Goofy Movie, and now here comes Princess Clary with Muppet Christmas Carol. Oh, I want to kiss you. In fact, that's in my notes. Oh my god, Muppets, I could kiss you. The hiss, the quality from microphone was a little distracting. I will admit there was a hiss in there, but your voice is so win. Like, I can tell you have training. And if you don't have training, you are gifted, because your voice is great. Your voice is great. I have yes, and this is you are now being entered in the exclamation point war, because I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
wow.
8, 9, that's 10 exclamation points. Oh, Dylan and Rochelle,
wow.
You got some competition in your exclamation point war coming up.
That's almost double both of theirs together.
Oh my god, I know. This was amazing. Your voice was perfect for this. There was emotion. There was dynamics. God. I'm floored. I hate to gush, but I'm floored. I really am. This is great. This is great. Zell.
Okay. I have to agree. Yay for obscure Disney, because that is my area. I love weird, unknown Disney songs. I blame this movie for my distortion of the actual book or the story itself.
It's a good distortion.
Because I watched the new one with Jim Carrey, and I watched all these other ones. I'm like, wait, when did this happen in the movie?
Where's
So yeah.
Rizzo and
So yeah.
Gonzo?
Oh, I love Gonzo in that movie.
Love
Okay,
Rizzo, he's my favorite. Moving on.
I know you from Holding Out for a Hero, the Shrek version, which I absolutely love that cover. But yeah, I have to agree with the back. There is that background noise, which I think can be covered up once you have music.
I think it's still going to be there, but I think it'll cover it, but it's
Right.
still there. I think that, like, back during Performant, crossing over here, Omi, when he first started, had a really horrible mic, and they told him that, like, and he has a really great voice, and they told him, like, you really should get a new mic because your voice, compared to your mic quality, your voice is so win, but your mic is so fail. I think that's the same case here, is your voice is so win, but your
Okay.
mic is so fail. So you really should think
Right.
about getting another mic. I mean, and you can get a cheap mic, just something
Right.
that's
You
not
don't
as
have to be
fuzzy.
these. Right. You don't have to get one of these big old expensive ones.
Mine's like
Like
a
I
$10 microphone from Walmart. It's
do.
pretty decent.
What was that? Okay. I don't know if you heard that or not, but I hope not. So yeah, I really like this. I mean, it's one of my top favorites again for the night. I mean, we're getting on a strong streak here now.
Yeah, I was like,
Some
whoa.
it's getting me excited. Like, yay, where are these people coming? Why didn't they come earlier? Okay, so I'm gonna be gushing too, so I'm done.
I'm done.
Coming up next, we have Breezy says relax, take number three.
You're the kind of friend who always bends when I'm broken. But remember when you took my heart and put it back together again? I've been wasting time with clueless guys, but now it's over. Let me tell you why I'm through. I met someone new who's just like you. You're it. You're the ultimate, it's automatic, I'm sure of it, no lie. So don't even try to tell me that you're not the guy. 'Cause I've been waiting all my life for someone just like you. You're it, you're the ultimate you.
Breezy says relax takes three. Woo! Yes, first off, I want to say thank you, Breezy, for auditioning three times. It really shows how dedicated you are, and I really thank you for showing your dedication and trying so hard because, yeah, I just really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Onto your song. I thought this was your best audition so far. Good job. Quality-wise, it was a bit for me because on your louder and higher parts, your mic peaked a bit, and I heard quite a few puffs, so. Like I told, I can't remember who I told that to. Oh, like I told to Matt, try and either get a pop filter or, try and stay a bit farther away from your mic because there, that way the air won't puff into your mic and make that noise. And for peaking, you can again either stay farther away from your mic, or you can go into your control panel and under the sound settings you can lower the volume so that it doesn't peak as much and it isn't as loud. But yeah, I really think this was your best audition for so far. You've improved a lot from your first audition, I can remember. This was a really good song for your range and your voice. Like, it was very youthful. It was a fun song, just like Lindsay Lohan. I think it was in Freaky Friday. So yeah, good job. I felt like you could have used a bit more breath support because it sounded like you were singing a little bit in your throat, and it sounded a little raspy. Or I'm not sure if you were putting that on purpose because Lindsay Lohan does have a kind of raspy voice. But other than that, I thought this was a good audition. Good job, Breezy. Even if you don't go through, there's still your last chance, special thing at the end of the auditions. So good luck. Yeah, I really like this. I hope you go through.
Alrighty then, this is Breezy Says Relax, right? Okay,
Yes.
yeah. Her original songs were I Would Say I'm in Love with the Muses and Reflections.
The
I
devil
hate that
song.
song, but yeah, the devil song for this competition. I have to agree, the mic quality was bad. I mean, I think she was really close to her
It
microphone.
felt like she
It
was
was.
right on top of it.
Because, I mean, it kept popping and everything. She's like, oh. please. It wasn't poppy like the song was poppy. I mean, the mic quality was poppy. Okay, that was bad. I didn't know what song this was because I suck at tween Disney and modern Disney live action. So I'm good with the classics. I suck at this new stuff because that's when I think it's just going downhill. Hannah Montana.
Slipped that in there. Nice.
Oh, there's more. Let's see. I still needed more energy and emotion. Because this is a rock song, so I guess it does need more energy, especially. I don't know why I'm picking these up a lot, but did someone actually take another take, or was it just me?
I didn't hear it this time. I heard it the last time you brought it up. I didn't hear it this time.
Okay, so it's probably just me then. I'm going crazy here.
Yeah.
There was one line that I particularly liked, and it was just I've been waiting all my life, when she goes higher and all that. I actually liked that one line. That stuck out to me the most, aside from her mic quality. Audition-wise, I think it was her better audition. I can't really... Well, hold on. She did Megan, then she did Mulan. I think this was probably her better audition of the three. But it still required a lot more energy and emotion.
I'm just waiting my turn.
And since Ambie's being patient, it's her turn.
For once, I'm being patient. I do agree that I think this was your best performance that you've done for us thus far, your best audition, but I think it was the worst polishing quality. Actually, no, because you had background noise in the first one, but it seems like your performance was really good, but it just seems to be like a reoccurring theme tonight, that there's a lot of people that their voices are really good, but there's like huge puffs, or there was topping, and... It really felt like you were right on top of your microphone. I thought that this style fit you way better than your first two songs. I thought this was really a great pick for you. But I don't know if I can overlook the quality of it. Because I just feel like, and this goes out to everyone, I feel like part of your a big part of your audition, for me at least, is the...
We interrupt this regularly scheduled critique for a breaking news story. Zelina and Ambie Lee have horrible internet connections.
Yeah, that was my news voice, apparently. Basically, to tell you what's going on, at this point, both Zell and my internet died. Horrible, horrible deaths. And we were having a lot of trouble getting it to stay on for long periods of time. So unfortunately, we did have to rush the last few critiques. We wanted to spend some more time on them, but we basically just had to be like really basic with them. So they are rushed. We're really sorry to the last few people, but it was either that or suffer more technical difficulty messages like this. So
we now return you to your regularly scheduled critique currently in progress.
Okay, so sorry about that technical difficulty, but I know exactly where my thought was. Both of our nets are being really mad at us for some reason, so I have to like rush these last couple. Really sorry about this. I think a big part of your audition is also the quality of the performance that you're bringing in. It's not just the quality of your voice, but the quality of what you turn into us. Because, I mean, there are some people that turn things in and they just like... just record something, they have noises in the background, stuff like that, and it doesn't prove to us that you're really serious about being in this competition. Like, yeah. And I just, I count a big part of people's auditions as what they turn into us quality-wise, as well as what your voice sounds like. Because I think that sometimes poor, polished performances, while very good songs, can be very distracting because I'm listening to the puffs, or I'm listening to the TV in the background, or I'm listening to the cat on the floor, or the frogs in the background. So,
or the birds,
or the ceiling fan clanking around, because my ceiling fan is clanking right now. I don't know if you can hear it or not, or the squeaky chair. Hey Dylan, how you doing? And it's just prove to us that you really are serious about this. Like, it's not a joke to us. We spend all this time on this. This is serious for us. So, yeah.
We may laugh and joke around a lot, but we are serious.
We do take this serious. We are pretty serious people. So I'm going to go done with this so that we can, like, breeze through these. So our nets are probably going to die, like, four more times before we finish here. But hopefully not in the middle of a critique again. So done.
Done.
Mary Feather, take it away.
Why each little bird has a someone to sing to, sweet things to, a gay little love melody. I wonder if my heart keeps singing, will my song go winging to someone who'll find me and bring back a love song to me?
Okay, that was Mary Feather. Yeah, tonight sucks that I don't know, like, half the songs I'm critiquing, so... okay, let's do this. Mary Feather, when your song first started, I have down O-O, like a smiley, freaked out freeze. I was like, oh my god, what is this? I'm listening to, but, after the initial shock of the moment, I liked it. It got better as it went along, mainly because I wasn't expecting you to do opera sound singing. Just because, if I remember from performing, you did that, I think it was the Roger Rabbit song, and you did a cutesy other musical song for your free choice, so I wasn't really expecting this from you. But I think this was very good. You had nice tone. You had a good voice for this song. You had good vibrato control. I don't really have anything negative to say. Good job, Mary Feather. Good job. And I'm sorry about your roach problem while you're recording this. I think that was you. And I hope you like my pigeon. That was very difficult for me to do. And that's about it.
I'm really interested to know what this whole thing about the roaches is that Jeffers mentioned, but we don't have a lot of time to divulge on that because, like I said before, our nets are both epic fail tonight. Like, Zell's usually is and mine kind of isn't. They're really bad tonight, so we have to, like, again, I'm really sorry that we're plowing through these last couple, but we don't want to have to deal with this horrible Skype hating us problem. Okay, Mary Feather, who I found out is another former Disney employee. I mentioned that earlier, and I'm mentioning it again. Dak Pack for life. This was so cute. I loved this. I liked this. As soon as I first started, I was like, oh my god, somebody, a Princess Aurora! And I did think that one or two of the notes in the first operatic run, I couldn't tell if they were fully right or not, because I'm not quite that well, like, classically trained and stuff. But I felt like this was a good example of, I felt like you slightly transposed this a little bit. I don't know if that was just me. If it felt like it was in a slightly different key, like maybe one key down.
Yeah, it sounded lower.
Like, it sounded lower than it usually does, but it still worked. And this is a really good example for people that you can transpose from the original song to fit your voice. This is a really good example of it. And this is also a really good example of singing with your operatic style, because it is an operatic song.
We gave this note to earlier today?
It was Songbird.
Songbird, okay.
It was Songbird. This is, and in fact, I think this is one of the songs that we mentioned, yeah. Once Upon a Dream, but this is within the same element,
because the
same time frame and stuff like that. I thought the notes got a little iffy near the end of the song, like in the last, like, 10, 15 seconds. And I think it could have been a little more hopeful with your emotion. I think the singing was there, the notes was there. I think it could have been a little bit more, like, dreamy or hopeful or romantic with it. Because she's in love with someone, but she doesn't know who she's in love with. And there's this kind of, like, dreamy, like, oh my god, this person I'm in love with is so dreamy.
Oh no, it's Fanny.
It's Fanny! Bonus, no one's gonna know that except the people that were there that night. And we don't have time to go into them. We'll save that story for another day. Zell, go!
Okay. H-E double hockey sticks, yes. I've been waiting for this song to be done. You have no idea. I love this song. It's so underappreciated compared to the other song in this movie. I love your voice. I think this is the first time I actually heard you sing classical like this.
And it works so well.
It does. And you say this with the roach problem? I mean, that's amazing still. So maybe her off notes were from that roach problem. I liked her run at the beginning. It was very pretty. I don't care if it was a note off or two. It was pretty either way. Okay, that's a bad way to critique something. It sounded good. If she took liberties, it sounded good. So yay for I Wonder. And yay for Murray Feather for doing this song. I liked it.
I liked it as well. This was very good. I think the emotion could have been, you could have had a little bit more as Omi says oomph in there. A little more oomph in it, but
this is not an oomph song. This is more of a
but we need some oomph.
Now that you put
was
it that,
that way. The dolphin? I don't know if that was the dolphin. The dolphin has
no dolphins. Cool. Dolphins a few more higher keys up there.
Okay, dolphin will show up. I promise you. I promise you, dolphin will show up, but not yet. I'm done.
My rankings done.
Any guesses to who's next? Huh? Well, if you guessed Bree, you're correct. Take it away.
I'm gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware. I'm gonna be the main event, like no king was before. I'm brushing up on looking down, I'm working on my roar! Oh, I just can't wait to be king! No one's saying do this, no one's saying be there, no one's saying stop that, no one's saying see here. Free to run around all day, free to do it all my way. Kings don't need advice from little hornbills for a start. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Everybody look left, everybody look right. Everywhere you look, I'm standing in the spotlight.
Okay, Bree. Woo! That was fun. Yes, okay, let's see. Okay, sorry, taking a little moment to organize myself. First thing I wrote down when I started this audition was ACK, not this song. Just because, we heard two people sing this song so far this season. Not season, but like, so far in auditions. Maybe we might do another season, who knows. And they weren't very good. So that was the first thought that popped into my mind. Oh no. But as it went along, I was like, oh wow, this was good. You had really good energy. You had probably one of the most energetic energies for high up songs that we've heard so far. And this was so adorable, Brie. Oh my gosh. You have like a perfect voice for Simba. I think this is probably the best I Just Can't Wait to Be King audition we've heard so far. Your roar was awesome. I like that you didn't hold back at all. It was really loud and vocal, and I think like for some, I don't know what you did, but it felt like either I'm being nice or no, or I don't know. But it felt like it flowed a bit better than the other two auditions did. I didn't really like where you cut the song off. It was kind of an odd choice for me. I was like, oh, it's done, but yeah, I really like this, Brie. In the event you don't go through, just because tonight is, so far it's been a really hard night, I suggest sticking with these energetic songs because it sounds like you can really do them justice. Yeah, good job. I like this. You surprised me. This was good.
Oh my god, that was so adorable. Oh my god.
How come all these awesome ones are coming at the end when our net sucks and we have to
I know.
Rush through them when we want the time to gush here, but we can't. band. That's horrible.
That makes me sad.
Aren't you?
I have to. this show's like this has gotten better lately. This episode, thank goodness. Okay, I thought I heard somebody behind me. I have to agree was the best Just Wait to Be King so far. I mean, it was energetic. There was a better flow. I love the roar. It had energy. It was acted very well. You still had some silences that I'm like, okay, I don't care. Same with the notes. I didn't pay attention to notes too much because I was really enjoying it. I mean, it was a fun song. I actually liked it. So, yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah, my first, Jeffrey said, like, the first note he wrote down was like, oh, no, this song. And mine was, my first note was Sad Face, this song. But honestly, like, you proved to us that this song can be done in the audition. I still don't think it's a good audition song, but you proved to us that it can be done. This was super cute, energy oomph, dang girl. And there was one point I was like, I hear Zazu. I could tell that you were singing along to the original, because at one point it was when he says, well, that's definitely out. I heard him say it behind you, but I'm okay with that because your energy was amazing in this. Like, your voice was so cute. There were a couple of sketchy notes in there.
Okay,
I definitely heard a couple of sketchy notes, like in maybe the second half of the song. And I heard some stops and starts between the takes where you would edit out the stuff in the background to like make it a little more together. I could hear a couple of spots where like the quality changed and it was clear that it was like a cut in the music. But your energy, oh my god, the energy in this was, I think this is the most energetic performance we've had on this show, period.
I think
in all
so too.
Four episodes. This energy
it beat Rochelle, it beat who else was it?
The energy oomph. I don't know if it was vocal oomph or song choice oomph, but energy oomph.
I think it's both. It was both.
Like, oh my god, I wanted to give you like some anti, like some depressant pills or something to the
something.
You were just like, but this is what it should be though. This is what it should be, because this proved to it like, oh man, there had to be nobody home at your house when you did that, because that was just like, if I did that in my house, my family would be looking at me like I was the weirdest person in the whole wide world. If I did like that with that roar, that was But the energy in this was
phenomenal. I will say I did notice a quality change when on one of the notes where she actually went for it. I think she just stepped back or something because.
Oh, it was on. Yeah, I know exactly the spot you're talking about. But the performance was really, really good. I don't know, like when we get to rounds where you're going to have to rely more on your singing voice, I don't know how well you're doing those. I want to hear in the future if you don't get through tonight or if you do get through. I don't know. It's all of a sudden becoming really close competition at this point.
Right.
With these last couple here. I definitely would like to definitely keep with the upbeat songs, but I would like eventually to hear you sing something a little more to highlight your voice rather than your energy and your performance. But for now, this is a good area for you to stay in because you're really good at it. And I think I'm done. I hate the internet being so awful right now, making us rush. Oh, we're almost done. We can do this.
Yes.
Don't die, nothing good. All right. So we good?
I'm good.
All right, done. Stopping.
Done.